Hey, you got the morning show here on Reagan Community Radio. And in the studio, I've got Shona from the Old School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Old School.
Yeah.
Busy or quiet?
Busy.
You've got Arts
Always
Weekend.
Busy.
It's a long way away, though.
It is a long way away, but we're still busy behind the scenes. We've got the brochure should be printed next week.
Okay.
And then we'll have that. So that'll be about the middle of August, probably, when we have that.
Okay,
would they, available.
How many artists this year? Do you know off the top of your head? I know you're not the one
65.
Organising.
65.
65.
Over 42 locations, I think, is what Nikki has got in the brochure.
Wow.
Can't say I've actually counted myself. So that's including the group exhibitions we've got, as well as the Hatch again, with 15 artists, and the Clay Shed. We've also got a Waikerie Sculpture Trail, which is a couple of sculptors out by Soulscape Way.
Okay.
Lucretia Bird and Taimoana Mooley. And we've got the temple in Rurikeriopa Drive.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
So lots of artists.
Yeah, that is a lot. And there'll be a lot here in the town hall.
Yeah, the Hatch. I mean, 15 it should be. Mm. One person pulled out, but Caleb's been busy talking around. I think he's found someone to fill that spot now, so it should be 15 again.
Yeah. And there's also going to be a music festival that same weekend as well.
Yeah.
I was talking to Dave Maybe the other day.
Uh-huh, Country and Blues Festival.
Yeah, and you're not organising that, but it's just going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah, well, we're really pleased about it, actually. I think the more things that are happening over that weekend, it's about making Raglan a great destination to visit.
Yeah, it will be. There'll be plenty happening. But before we get to that, this weekend we've got some movies on.
Uh-huh.
And The Road to Patagonia won't go away, that movie. People
nope.
just keep wanting to see it.
Just put on a fifth showing on Friday evening at 7 o'clock because the Saturday is sold out and there are still tickets for Friday.
So this is tomorrow, our time?
Yeah, that's right, tomorrow evening.
I know, I make it sound like we're in a time zone, but the interview will replay tomorrow morning just before 8 o'clock and people, you need to know that it's today for you if you're listening just before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Friday the 2nd of August.
Still tickets on, so Saturday sold out, Friday's on the way. Are you going to put it on further down the road as well?
Oh, I think we'll see what happens on Friday. It isn't sold out yet, so if there's still demand, then there'll be another showing, and if there isn't, then there won't.
What's it about that everyone wants to see it?
It's a surf movie. They always play well in Raglan, but it's a surf movie with a bit more to it as well.
A plot.
Not quite a plot. It's a documentary. So a guy who had this plan to surf all the way down the west coast of the Americas from Alaska right down to Patagonia.
Wow.
And just about his journey. Along the way he meets the girl of his dreams and they take a motorcycle ride and they go to the Amazon and meet the indigenous people there and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Okay, so that's what that's about. The other movies this weekend, we've got The Taste of Things.
Mm-hmm. It's the second showing of this one. It's a French movie and it's one for the food lovers, apparently.
Right.
Surf porn, gastro porn, you know.
No, we were discussing the film Road to Patagonia is not surf porn because
it's not. There is other things in it too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just surfing.
And there is a story to The Taste of Things as well.
Yeah, well, it's got quite a famous actress, Juliette Binoche. Is that how you say her name?
Binoche. Yeah.
And is that how she says it? Name? That's the question.
Well, we had this conversation before about my honours degree in French.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. All right. You win.
I may have an accent, but I can reliably be. You can rely on me for that.
Yeah, that's
minor kind of pronunciation thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got that sorted. When is the movie? And
that's on Saturday afternoon. It's on at 4:30, a little bit earlier than our usual because it's quite long. And it's based on a famous book as well. I can't remember what the book's called, and it's probably not one that people really know in New Zealand. But yeah, it's a very well loved book, and it did get it was the top film at the French Film Festival this year.
Rightio.
So worth a watch.
Yeah, and on Sunday, The Unsung Hero. What's that about?
That's a Christian movie, and it's not just me saying that. They put it in their marketing, you know, put this out to your faith groups and church.
Yeah.
About a guy who leaves the music business and then moves with his family. I think they moved to Australia, but I'm not entirely sure. And all their
down
kids.
Down under, that's there, yeah.
Yeah. And,
Six his, kids.
Yeah. A story about faith and music. Apparently it's got a great soundtrack.
Yeah, and that's
a great 90s soundtrack.
From Stuff, James Crute, the reviewer, says that.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's our movies. What about exhibitions at the Old School? What's happening there?
Well, I've got an exhibition open today from the Carrioy Quilters and Crafters Group, which I'm really thrilled with, actually. I mean, it's got some amazing work in it, so much creativity.
So is it all quilts, or what else have we got going on?
Well, there's a little bit of hand spinning and felting and embroidery and that kind of thing, toy things. But it's really cool. And we've got five, and we're also really happy because we've got five quilts and silent auction to raise funds for the old school.
Okay.
So the Cairo quilters made them for us, and we're getting to sell them off.
It's really nice. And they meet regularly at the old school, don't they?
Yeah, second Thursday of the month.
Yeah.
And they welcome new members, and any kind of craft is welcome. Although they were originally just a quilt group, now they're... they've extended their range a little bit.
And presumably people can go along and buy some quilts?
At the exhibition or at the Cairo Quilt. At the exhibition, we've got the five for silent auction. I think there's a couple of other things which are for sale, but mostly it's just a...
Oh, they're keeping them.
Yeah, an exhibition of their amazing work. And you don't have to be a quilter to appreciate it.
I actually think something like this would be more accessible for people who are not really art lovers. I think this would be quite accessible compared to fine art.
Yeah, possibly. Well, I'd like to think that all of our exhibitions are accessible.
I'm trying to encourage people to...
Yeah, definitely. Get along there. Have a look. Colour, pattern, design.
Yeah. What about music? Are there any music happening at the old school at the moment?
Nope.
Well, there's some classes, though. Johanna.
Johanna's classes. They've been very popular. She's got one on today. Lots of little people.
So... music and dance for half to 3 years old and then 4 to 6 years old. Do we know what time? Or you're saying now? Or literally now?
The little ones now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and the other one's starting presumably straight after.
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, Okay, so that's a thing going on. But Live and Local is still on hiatus at the
moment.
It
is, yeah.
It's going to be a quiet winter here in Raglan with the yacht club closed and the yard temporarily closed and Live and Local not happening at the moment. So it might... something might happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully it will, yeah. But that's just how things are at the moment.
Yeah. What else? Like the kids' classes, how are they all going?
Kids' classes are good. The Tamariki classes are full.
Yeah.
We had a few extra spaces on the Rangatahi ones, but we're going ahead anyway because we really want to have something in place for that age group.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's going to take a while to...
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we have to support things a little bit to get the word around.
Join halfway through?
Possibly. If MD's interested, then you can email me. It's just shona@raglanartcentre.co.nz and I'll check in with the tutor and see if she can do anything about it.
Okay.
I expect she could.
And is there anything else we need to talk about? Creative Market's coming up next weekend, is it? Not this one.
That's right, yep. We've got the market.
It is winter. Like, things are usually a bit quieter during winter.
Yeah, I mean, we're always... part of the reason why we're always really busy is just room hires and things happening at the old school, you know?
Yeah. So, and people can hire the kitchen as well. I just want to mention that for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we can mention the kitchen. We've got Raglan bagels cooking there and another ice cream thing, I think.
Okay.
Blank. Maxi's domain, not my thing.
Yeah, and you just rent out the space and they do their thing. So
Yeah, and it's been a really successful incubator for a lot of Raglan businesses. Like, you know, we had Raglan coconut yogurt there, our favourite big success story, who went on to be international from making their yogurt in our kitchen.
And it's a commercial kitchen and it follows all the rules that the council inspector will...
Yeah, it does.
...want you to follow when you're making food for people.
It does, although people do still have to have their own food control plan in place.
Right.
Because...
you can't just turn up
what they
and
do
make
is,
stuff.
No, but we take care of quite a lot of the cleaning things that would need to be done otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, and were any of your kids involved in the Ames Games fundraiser the other weekend?
What, mine? Yeah. Personally, nah. I have seen the things, though. I think they did well at the market last month.
Yeah.
They had lots of great stuff.
Bit of a bake-up.
And I was thinking about getting my car washed this weekend.
Oh, is that a thing they're doing?
Yeah.
Do you know? Can you tell us about that?
It's really not old school stuff at all, but yeah, I think it's outside the club.
I know.
Yeah, right. I think I saw it on Facebook. They were washing cars outside the club this weekend.
Okay.
And check out
the notice board. I wasn't aware of that, so I couldn't tell people about it. But, but yeah, if you want to help out, get the... they're kind of intermediate age kids. Get the Ames Games.
$10 a car.
$10 a car.
Not bad.
Get it washed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and help out the kids.
Yeah.
Or just make a donation. That could help too. All right, Shona, I think that's everything, isn't it? We've hit 10
o'clock.
Yeah,
I think so.
Time to go. You've got work to do.
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks, Raglan.
Okay, folks, time to go, as I said. I will see you all again tomorrow morning. Hope to talk to our councillor, Lisa Thompson.